It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Always great to be joined by Justin LeBrasse. Justin, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, doing well, Justin. Now, last time we chatted a little bit and saw each other was the SCMAs and Assiniboia. So I wanted to say, first off, just congratulations to you. You had a fantastic weekend, again, picking up Male Artist of the Year and also Songwriter of the Year for Runaway, along with Doug Sylvester Densoli as well. So tell us a little bit about how the weekend went for you and kind of what those awards meant for you.
Oh, it was a fantastic weekend. The town of Assiniboia and the Country Music Association did an awesome job organizing the event, and I was very shocked to hear my name called not once but three times, and wasn't expecting it whatsoever. But very much appreciate that you know, my peers in the music scene decided to recognize my efforts and my team's efforts this year. And I'm just always grateful to be on the ballot. I never expect to win, but you know, it was very special to have my name pop up on the screen a couple times this year.
Yeah, for sure. And also Country Album of the Year for Neon Palm Tree as well. So it was a big weekend for you there in Assiniboia. So again, congratulations. And again, that was a lot of fun and a really good weekend. And everyone did a really, really good job. And I want to ask you about kind of your most recent tune called Running Away. This is a really awesome song. Tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind that and how that one came to be written.
Yeah, thank you. This was a song that Dan and Doug had actually mostly finished, but they weren't quite liking where it was, and they racked their brains enough where they wanted another person to kind of take a look at it and bring a fresh perspective. So we talked about it for a little bit, and they originally had it as kind of a slow ballad.
Okay.
And the vibe of the song just wasn't saying that to me, and so I said, all right, just bear with me here. What if we turned it into like a honky tonk and two step kind of song? And we messed around for a little bit, and they loved it. And so we you know, tweaked the lyrics a little bit and messed around with the melody, and out came one of my favorite songs on the album.
Yeah, it's a fantastic, fantastic tune. Again, your brand new one called Running Away. And what's kind of this year looking like for you, or I guess the rest of this year as summer continues on? Are you going to be playing some live shows, continuing to stay busy? I know you've been all over the place playing a lot of live shows, but is that kind of the game plan going forward again for the next little bit here in 2023?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am playing as much as I can. I missed it. Over the COVID period, you know, playing in front of live faces. We were lucky to do the drive-in shows.
Yeah, that's right.
But I missed being on the road and meeting people, shaking hands. And so we're playing every single weekend right up until September here. In a couple weeks, we're going to be out in British Columbia for, I think, 2 weeks playing 13 different dates across BC and Alberta. So I'm excited to get back on the road and, you know, get outside of Saskatchewan. And we've been all over Saskatchewan. We were in Manitoba for Canada Day with the Rec Laws. It's just been a fantastic summer, and I can't wait to keep going with the momentum that we've kind of built up over the last couple months.
I love it. That's fantastic. And for those that maybe have not seen you perform, I know you perform a lot here in Saskatchewan, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen you perform, but maybe for those that haven't, what kind of is a Justin LeBrasse show all about? I know it's high energy. Absolutely, which I love it. Your shows are fantastic. But maybe the playlist, I know you play a lot of originals and some covers thrown in there. So what's kind of the experience like at one of your shows, maybe for those that haven't checked one of your shows out?
Yeah, thank you. It's high energy is definitely a good word to describe it. I like to keep things fun. I like to keep things moving. We play a lot of my own originals from the last few albums, and then sprinkling some covers. And you never know what to expect. We play a lot of, you know, classic country. We play some new stuff. We even throw in, you know, some songs of different genres now and then, just for something different. You know, we like to keep things fresh, and even if you've seen us play before, we like to change things up so that you don't know what's coming next.
For sure. No, that's for sure. And do you have I don't know if you have any a specific favorite song or two that you brought. Do you have a favorite one that you love performing, whether it be an original or a cover? Do you maybe have one that you want to get in the playlist basically consistently on every one of your shows that's one of your favorites that you play?
Oh, absolutely. It actually is an original that I put out quite a few years ago now, but it was the first song that ever charted on the Canadian Top 100 for me, We Ran Out.
Nice, yeah.
My number one requested song, people always ask for it at the live shows, and people, you know, sing along with it, and it's always such a great feeling having a crowd sing along to one of your own songs that nobody else has ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So that one always is a highlight. Doesn't matter where the show is, when the show is. It's always got to be played, and we always love playing it.
That's awesome. Yeah, great too. Love that one. Justin, before we let you go, for those that kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be songwriting, new shows, whatever you're up to musically, where can people kind of follow along on social media to keep up to date with what you're up to?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and we're always posting updates from the road and also from the farm. We have
nice.
An orphan pig we're bottle feeding right now, so if you like cute little animals and pigs and all that sort of stuff, we're posting lots of videos of that too. So
love it. That's very cool. Justin, it's always great chatting with you, and it was great seeing you for SCMA's there in Assiniboia, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.